Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
All right, Destiny. Our zip code is 64089. By the way, I love that name. My daughter's name is Destiny.
Thank you. And that was 64089?
Yes, ma'am.
You may have your first and last name.
My name is Alicia Deaton, and I am with Citizens Bank and Trust. My customer that is standing here with me, who has the charge on her account, is Melissa Tipton, T-I-P-T-O-N. It's her last name.
Okay, just one moment.
Okay.
And that was 64049, and you said that she's right there with you?
640, let me take my mask off, 64089, and she is standing here with me, yes.
Okay, is there any way the account could be under a different name?
Melissa, could the account be in a different name? She's got two charges on her card. She doesn't know where they're from. And we're calling the phone number that was associated with the charge on her account. So I don't know that it would be the – her email address is TiptonM@ymail.com. So that's the email that's associated with it. She doesn't even know what product it's for.
Okay, so is her the only, is her name is the only name that could be on the, under the account?
Well, her name is the only one on her checking account, and it's the only name on her debit card.
Okay, will you spell her first name for me?
Absolutely. M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
And will you spell her last name?
T-I-P-T-O-N.
I just saw one moment.
Okay. I'm sorry, Melissa. I didn't mean to take my mask off, but she couldn't hear me.
Still having a little trouble. Can I try the first six and last four numbers of the card?
Do you have your card with you so I can give her the last four digits of the card number?
Well, I would need the first six and last four.
Perfect. Okay, just 1 second. Let me get it.
I would need the first six numbers and the last four.
Okay, that's fine. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Is this a warrior card, Melissa, or just a green and black?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. She's getting her card out.
Okay.
Just one moment. Okay, so the first four or the first six numbers of the card are 483945.
And the last four?
7474.
Okay, just hold one moment. Is there, okay, what's the expiration date of that card?
In here. Expiration date is 02/28/2024.
You said that was 08/24.
It is 02/28/2024.
Okay, so I did locate an account, but the name is different. Esther, is there any way the account, would you be able to put on the line?
Yep, let me put you on speaker. Just one second. Okay. You are on speakerphone.
Okay, is there any way the account could be under a different name?
No, only mine.
I did pull up an account, but the name is different from what we have here on file.
Okay, no, this is only my name.
She's the only one that uses the card, she says. She's got a mask on. I'm sorry that, you know, we're having trouble with the mask, but can you tell us whose name might be on the account?
Well, she would have to verify it to me. Just one moment. There's no one else in her household. Will she verify her address for me?
No.
What's your address?
My address is 5 Woodland Court, Smithville, 64089.
I don't know if you heard that or not, but her address is 5 Woodland Court, Smithville, Missouri, 64089.
Okay. Is there any way she could have a different address?
Nope. That's the one that she's had for I don't know how long.
Okay, wait, so one moment.
And I need some help too, I'm sorry. Are you still there? Okay, so I actually got into our system further. So all the other
I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay. And
I'm still gonna
have somebody else look at it.
Okay, what about Walter M? Does that sound familiar?
Okay. Can you tell us what kind of product this is?
Does she know that name?
Yes,
she
does.
It's showing that they have the testosterone nitric oxide.
Okay.
And it's a testosterone and a nitric oxide. They're male enhancement. And the address on file is 202-193 Road Street.
Road Street?
Yes, yeah, that's what they have here, 202-193 Road Street.
I got it.
So, she does know Walter M., but she doesn't know that address. Is it possible, I mean, is her email address hooked to this account, or is it somebody else's email address?
Okay, well, the email is laddimm9@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think that's all we need because we know the person. So, It sounds like that her card may have been compromised or stolen. So we will take care of this from our side of it. Thank you, Destiny, for all your help.
Okay, so what I can do, I can get the account canceled out.
Yes, that would be awesome. You cancel the account out, and I'm going to cancel the debit card.
Let's just hold one moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and what I can go ahead and do, I can offer a 35% refund.
Okay.
And it will append the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your help.
And I do have confirmation for you to write
okay.
as well.
I got it right here.
That will be C for Charlie. D for Dorothy, 42.
Okay. I think so.
4, F for Frank, B for boy. 8297.
Were you there for a while?
Okay.
Yo, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, thank you very much for all your help. I certainly appreciate it. Have a good day.
You're welcome, and that refund will appear in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.